News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Lots of people will have seen the stories yesterday about those two Irish citizens on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship off the coast of Japan who tested positive for coronavirus. For more on this, we're joined by Killian de Gascon, who is the chair of the Coronavirus Expert Advisory Group at the Department of Health's National Public Health Emergency Team. Killian, I want to actually talk to you about another Irish couple, but this time it's a story on the front page of the Irish Independent. Apparently they were on another cruise ship. This was the Westerdam that was off the coast of Cambodia. That ship had been quarantined. They have flown home without being screened. Now, apparently they've followed health protocols since landing back in Ireland, and they've a self-imposed quarantine. Now, I accept you can't talk about specifics of any case, but I suppose people reading that story, hearing those details, they might be a bit worried about how robust our safety protocols are.
Morning, Kieran. Yes, I haven't seen the complete details of the story myself yet, but what we do know about the virus at this time is that, notwithstanding the numbers in China, it doesn't seem to be very easily transmissible in other countries. We haven't seen sustained person-to-person transmission in any of the regions as of yet. We know that if people can self-isolate, that is likely to be an effective strategy. But equally, I suppose, from the point of view of the Irish Health Service, if people are returning from mainland China or other affected areas within the last 14 days and develop symptoms, we do want them to link in with the health services here. The key point, I guess, in all of this is that we're still in the containment phase of the outbreak. So we really want to identify every case and identify contacts of those cases. And at the same time, I suppose we have to remember that we do, as a country, we have a responsibility to our citizens overseas, some of whom have been on cruise ships and obviously they found themselves in very unfortunate situations. So in a case where they are keen to try and get home, and maybe the health service here is going to be superior to what they're exposed to overseas, I think we have a responsibility to them as well.
I suppose, what about the people, because I assume they would have travelled home. Again, we'll talk hypothetically, because I appreciate we don't want to talk about people's specific cases, but to get home, you'd have to travel on an aeroplane with lots of other people. Do you then get in touch with everyone else on that plane? Are they monitored? Or how does that work?
Yeah, that's fine. So there will be general guidelines about, I suppose, contact tracing for people who have been on planes. And we would see this with, say, for example, measles cases over the last couple of years. Generally speaking, you'd be looking at sort of a couple of rows in front of and behind of that passenger, and you'd be looking at the cabin crew as well. So there would be well-established guidelines for contact tracing in that setting. I think what's interesting to note is that we haven't seen planes full of individuals who are infected at this point in time. If you look at all of the exported cases to date, the majority of them seem to only involve sort of an individual person and then maybe subsequently sort of a household contact or two in their country of residence. We haven't seen, to date at least, an infection or sort of the virus sort of running throughout, say, an entire plane load of individuals, which suggests that the virus isn't, say, as readily transmissible as something like influenza, for example.
Okay.
Obviously, we have seen on the cruise ship that given the right circumstances and given the right set of parameters, the virus can transmit readily between large groups of people. So we still need to be vigilant, and we still need to exercise sort of good infection prevention control sort of precautions for individuals. And that just means simple things like washing your hands, good respiratory etiquette. And we do know the virus appears to be transmitted by droplet spread. Droplets typically only travel sort of about a meter or so. So it's about, I suppose, good social distancing measures as well, so people protect themselves. But my understanding is that, you know, the Department of Health, Department of Foreign Affairs, the Health Protection Surveillance Centre are engaging with all of their colleagues internationally and are aware of all of the cases are aware of all the Irish nationals, if you like, that have been associated in the cruise ships and the outbreaks, and they're all being sort of managed and coordinated appropriately.
All right, we'll leave it there. Killian de Gascon, Chair of the Coronavirus Expert Advisory Group at the Department of Health's National Public Health Emergency Team. Killian, as always, thanks a million.